Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We're going to get on down now.
We're talking all things Atlanta sports and beyond. This is The Morning Shift.
Make some noise!
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Wake up!
Hour, and it is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Rolling along here on The Morning Shift, and it is time for the wake-up call. You can call us at 404-726-0929 and tell us your overall thoughts on how the Falcons did in the 2024 NFL Draft. You can also tweet us on X at 929. The Morning Shift.
Yeah, 929 Morning Shift on X. You can hit me at mpjohnson79. You can hit up Squid. Most of y'all already have his Twitter handle, though, because that man is active on the fingers. So hook it up as well. And also Tiff Blackman. You can hit us up if
don't
you want
me.
It. Don't tweet you. No. Can I tweet you or no?
You can tweet me, sure.
It's a flip of the coin.
I mean, you can tweet me. It doesn't mean I'm going to interact, you know?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay.
I hate that. That social media, I hate X.
You hate that line of interaction.
Out. Yes, yeah. Twitter is just a not nice place.
Well, there's no caveat.
It's a cesspool, is what I've been on record saying, and it is.
That's why you're addicted to it.
There's no accountability for most of the people on there. They want to put up fake. Okay. They don't even have profile pictures real names.
Yeah, a lot of burners on there.
All right, let's go to the lines. We have Chief. Good morning, Chief.
What's going on,
Chief? Good morning. What's happening?
Hey, man.
Now, Tiffany, you know, it's been a good weekend for the guys. You know, they did a great job Saturday. That's why I told everybody. I said, that was bingo. Y'all hit it right, like I said, hit it right on the nose. I enjoyed the show.
Thanks, man.
And Tribal Chief, you are the most sponsored guy in all Atlanta. I tell you.
That's right.
Man got more sponsors than Manchester United. So,
Hey, we're going to have to put a bumper sticker on his forehead next time he gets a sponsor. He ain't got a room left.
He'll make it work. Now, like I told you guys Saturday, you know, for the draft, you know, like I said, I was a little taken back at first, but then I'm getting more and more as the day go along. I'm getting with it. So
that's what we're looking
I'm
for.
I'm leaving
man.
It right there. But I got a question for you guys.
Right.
When I was younger, sometimes you get a little bored when you're younger as a teenager, and we always pull the board games off. So what was your guys' favorite board game as a teenager?
Oh man, good question. I don't even know. Can you count Yahtzee as a board game? I used to play Yahtzee all the time, bro. Like Yahtzee was where it was at. Especially when they finally came out with the iPad version, I used to burn up Yahtzee.
Two things, but one of them I know will get me roasted by you guys.
Go ahead and say it.
Yeah, I mean, might as well throw it out there now.
We like to play chess. I'm not probably good at it now, but
that's not roastable.
I
think it's interesting. I always thought you was more of a checkers player, personally.
Or Monopoly was my other favorite.
I did like Monopoly.
I like the cash.
Monopoly is like the chess of board games.
Yes,
honestly, because you've got I've never thought chess or checkers is a board game. I know you play it on a board. I get that, but I always thought that was just like a different level. Those are more checkers.
Yeah.
Checkers is a little bit more, you know, like
game of chance. Too. Yeah.
Tiffany, on a scale of 1 to 10, how good would you say you were at chess?
I haven't played chess in
back
in the day when you were playing. How good were you?
I'd probably give me like a respectable. I'd say like a 5.5.
That's not respectable. Ain't not respectable.
That's pretty bad.
5.5.
I mean, I know.
That's mid. No, it's mid.
Chess. Come on. All right,
it's not bad.
I don't even think you were that good.
I do want to get to this tweet by our buddy Brandon Mincy. He said, "Morning, y'all. I thought the draft was solid. Penix has serious potential, but the D line picks are definitely exciting. Coaching staff clearly has a developmental plan, and we've seen them do it before. Bring on the rush."
All right, back to the lines. We got John in LaGrange. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, buddy?
I kind of had a different take. I thought Terry Fontenot did a phenomenal job buying time. You know, if everything goes right and everybody says everything goes right, then Penix is going to be holding the clipboard for the most part of the next 3 years.
Yeah.
So that gives Terry 3 years because that's his guy. That's the guy that comes around once every 15 years that he just had to have, just like the tight end that he took. But now there's a Brock Bowers. He's pretty good. So if he passed on the tight end he took a couple of years ago, he might have got Brock at 8. And I just thought it was kind of laughable. You know, you got Beck coming out. You got Years coming out. Manning's going to be out in a couple of 3 years. But this is his guy. This is the guy that he just couldn't pass up. Yeah. So it is what it is. You know, we'll see. But we're going to see in about 3 or 4 years. I'm just saying, I thought it was Terry. You know, Terry did a great job buying himself 3 or 4 years because that's his guy.
I actually
so got to wait.
I actually disagree a little bit. I know what you're saying. I only disagree with he's buying himself a few years. Let me tell you something. If you made this draft pick, and I've heard it said multiple times, well, they're not going to be drafting up there in the next few years, so they had to get it now. Let me tell you something. If each of the next 2 years you're not drafting in the 20s, you ain't bought yourself nothing because you won't be here.
That's a good point.
Because you don't make promises that we got to do it now, we won't be up there anymore.
Don't you think that's more of a marriage to Kirk Cousins than it is this draft? I think that's more of a Kirk Cousins thing. If you've given a Kirk Cousins $100 million and you're not picking in the 20s the next couple of years, I think that's more of a mark on what you've done than taking Penix at 8.
After this pick was made and hearing what I've heard, you're pulling it out and putting it on the table and saying we're a playoff team next year and the next 2 years, and you better. And that's why so many people were frustrated with that pick, because you made the Kirk Cousins move knowing that you thought you were maybe a player or two away and he was one of them. And so you needed to do everything you could in this draft to add to the roster to make sure you weren't drafting in the top 15 next year. Because if you are, somebody's got some questions to answer.
I think speaking of questions to answer, Spencer Williams, our buddy on Twitter, hits us up and says, "Why do Falcons fans continue to have to get over things? The general managers and head coaches continue to do things, and then you tell the fan, just get over it." I don't think that's their message, but just I think wait and see is more the approach that they're kind of taking so far.
And that's the thing, too. I don't think anybody – and I responded to Spencer. We had a little back and forth. Nice. No arguing. Just opinions. Or just kind of see each other, feel each other where we're at. I don't think anybody's saying get over it. I think what you asked me earlier was, when do Falcons fans need to accept it, I think was the word you used. And I'm like, well, you know, you get bound rookie minicamp, you need to understand, just stop being mad about it because it's not doing you anything but causing you stress. It's not doing you any good to be upset about that draft pick. You have the upset part, and then you kind of accept it and move on. That's the pick. You hope the rest of the draft pans out.
Yeah.
All right, back to the lines. We got Smooth in Dallas, Georgia. What's going on, Smooth?
Smooth.
What you think of the draft?
Good morning, y'all. Good morning. Good morning.
What's
Thanks for taking my call. Listening to you all the time. But this is the time I feel like I needed to make myself known.
Nice work.
So, Squid, I ride with Squid a lot because Squid is hard. Core just rocking for Atlanta, you know.
Yeah.
But Squid, before you yell at me on this phone, let me finish my conversation now.
I got you, brother. We're good. So, go ahead.
So I was somebody that the whole time Hey, Terry been doing his thing. Offense is getting solidified. Love Kirk Cousins. He was the best quarterback that we could take in the offseason. So the whole time I'm like, okay, let's get Dallas Turner. I don't care if we do nothing but defense the whole time. So when the pick came through, I wasn't mad. I was surprised. It's like everybody else. I was stunned, like, wait a minute, what's going on? But when I sat back and just listened to it and just thought about it, before I just say we're gonna have a bad season, I just thought about it. I was like, and I know everybody has said the Kansas City and everybody said the Green Bay. So Squid ain't even trying to hear that. In your mind, you're gonna believe what you want to believe. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing, I do think that we're going to be okay because we have solidified the present, which is Kirk Cousins, and we have the weapons. We did some things on defense, and they're going to continue to work. So I'm going to trust the fact that this man has came in and he's made some great moves. Plus, we solidified the future. If that future, I don't believe we're going to be picking in the top 10 because I believe we're going to win. We're going to get 10 to 11 games. We're going to win the South still. But I think it just stunned everybody because it's like everybody thinking, oh, this is a Falcon thing. But we're going to be okay. We're going to be all right, Squid. Just – I understand you and your emotions and your feelings. Just take the little ride, you know, get it all out. But then by the end of the season, you're going to hop on the board and just take the ride, and we're going to be okay, Atlanta. I promise. That's all I got.
Smooth. Phenomenal.
I'm here.
I agree with you. And that's where I've been transitioning with once the second and third days of you can be upset about round one, but look at the draft as a whole. And they address needs as a whole. I agree with that. And I think he had a good call, and I appreciate that.
The best word from his call is stunned. That's exactly how everybody feels. Stunned. But, we were all stunned.
Yeah, but I think most people just wanted a day one starter with that first pick, which is understandable. But you look at what they did with the four draft defensive linemen in the draft, you will never hear me upset about trenches being drafted. I mean, I don't need all these offensive linemen, but, you know.
Watch it.
Back to the lines. Let's get in. Larry, what's going on, Larry?
Larry!
Good morning.
Hey, man, how about that Zeke Elliott signing, buddy?
Yeah, I'm going to talk about that in a second. First of all, Miss Tiffany, I really appreciated the fact this morning that you helped us address a culture thing in terms of somebody's name. And I think sometimes we get in a rush to say more words, and so we rush over somebody's name and what it means. And not only this, I mean, it's happened on this show where you said the name's wrong, but the next show is just really different with the name thing, and I don't know what that is. But I appreciated you doing that. Ezekiel Elliott, like I said on Twitter, shoulder shrug. I think he's past his prime, and I think he's at best a backup or a situational down runner. As far as the draft is concerned, I was surprised like everybody else, happy they did what they did in the second, third, and fourth and the rest of the rounds. And I give them about a 7 out of 10, which is a C+ maybe for the draft. I wasn't excited about it, but, you know, I live here in Atlanta, so I at least got to, you know, be on board with what the team is trying to do.
Yeah,
and, hey, thanks for the phone call. I appreciate it. You guys know how I feel.
Thank you, man. You guys know
how I feel about the show. So
we appreciate
gotta have
it.
All that.
Appreciate it, Larry.
Oh, man, good stuff.
All right, when we come back here on the morning shift, we'll get some more reaction to the Atlanta Falcons 2024 NFL Draft. You can feel free to call us again if you didn't get in this past hour at 404-726-0929. That's if you didn't get in the wake-up call, that is. So
yeah, hang on with us.
Give us your thoughts overall. We'll be right back here on the Morning Shift on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning. Back to more of the Morning Shift
with Tiffany, Mike, and Bo on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Back here on the Morning Shift, we are recapping the 2024 NFL Draft and getting your thoughts on how the Falcons did overall. So we've been taking some of your calls throughout the show. You can continue to try to get in at 404-726-0929 or tweet us at 929 The Morning Shift on X. To the lines we go now. Chris in Riverdale, thanks for hanging on the line, Chris. How the Falcons do in your opinion?
Still jury out, but I do have an opinion. The Falcon brass, I accept whatever picks you make, but you gotta do better with the spin on how you're doing it. In 2021, you passed up Fields, which would have been a quarterback that could have waited in the wings, and you said we could win now. If we win now, you pick the tight end. Then you get to the next year. That didn't work, so you're now looking at trying to spend $200 million, which you didn't have, but Deshaun Watson, which ended up giving you Grenade Boy and giving you Ritter. So now you're saying, okay, we're playing for the future, we're playing for the right now and the future. I can respect anything, but you got to chill with the double talk. You don't have to lie to kick it, as Tupac said. And all I'm saying is, you know, that just come on, just be honest with the fans, you know, say, hey, this is who we wanted or whatever. It really smells like that Arthur Blank has got his hands in it and being a little Jerry Jones-ish, and looks like Fontenot is like having to spin it when the big boss, you know, makes that call. So that's my opinion on it.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question real quick before you get out here. I don't believe it was that. What I would like to say is I think this is probably, to your point, though, an overcorrection, right? You didn't have a succession plan, and your words, not mine, you got Grenade Boy and Desmond. So I think that this was an overcorrection of not having a succession plan. So instead of saying, hey, we're going to do this again, we're absolutely going to have a succession. Do you think that would be the case?
Yeah, I mean, my opinion is that, I mean, this is not the we don't have the College Park Sky Falcons where you can stash something, and we can't have paid interns when we're trying to win. This is the NFL. You don't plan for the future. You plan for now. You have to win now. That's the NFL. If you don't plan to win now, you might be out of a job later.
Right.
Yeah, I don't disagree that you have to win now.
I think overcorrection is the right way to put it. And I think that overreaction was used, I think, on Saturday when we were taking callers. And I think overcorrection is the exact right way.
It's an overreaction which leads to an overcorrection.
Yeah. We also, listen, our girl Tish got to us on Twitter. Always appreciate her back and forth. She said, I was shocked, but I'm happy with the draft. We went from the worst quarterback room to arguably one of the best. I'm glad we paid the best quarterback available. He's a top 10 QB. He got paid market rate. Who wanted another below-average bridge quarterback? Not me.
Can I one thing to add to his call?
Bridge is the right word, but yeah.
You know what's weird is in 2021 and 2022, we were told that they were retooling while trying to win now. And they made win-now moves in the draft. And in 2024, when you're told you're in win-now mode, you made a move for the future. And I think that is where fans have gotten a little thrown off. And I think that it's okay that they've gotten thrown off. It's okay that they're confused. It's not their fault. They're trying to follow the moves that the organization's making. And I think it's fair when they tell you that.
Let's go back to the Lions. We have Squid Billion.
Lord of mercy.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Morning, Elder Squid.
Sir, and might I add that we are dominating today.
Yeah, y'all are.
First of all, I don't know if I should be really proud of the reactions I get simply by dialing in. or rethink some things.
You want me to redo that? Good morning, Squid Billion.
We're happy to have you, buddy. We're happy
Sorry,
to have you.
Sorry, you know.
No. It's not that kind of rethinking. It's not at all like I'm leaving the nation. I just want to ask my elder, Squid, am I representing the nation well?
You are, sir. In fact,
is this a cult?
You are.
Yeah, it is.
You are a top 3%er.
Perfect. Well, that's all I need. All doubt is gone, and it's only pride then. Look, Mike, I've got a suggestion for Top 5 Tuesday.
All right.
Last week, I had a kidney stone, which, first of all, do not recommend. Yeah, it's not a good time. But I thought you could do a top 5 most painful experiences that the everyday person goes through. Not like, like a shark attack or something that most people aren't going to experience. But, I stepped on a Lego in the middle of the night. Those kind of top 5 most painful experiences.
I love that, man. I love that idea. I'm marking that down right now.
Big fan. I've always been a fan of having a quarterback like ready and to learn. And with Michael Penix, he's such a – he's another pocket processor, just like Kirk is, and so he's going to learn. It's the best situation for him to learn and get ready. I'm a big fan of it, and I thought Kirk was the win now answer, and so they were ready. Like, they're a playoff team when they get Kirk, and then that means that they can bring in Michael Penix to hand off the torch, like, for the future. I'm a big fan of it.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, nice
Thanks,
call.
Appreciate the call.
To his point, man, you just got to find a different name. You know, get welcomed in with a much more joyful voice. If it just wasn't Squid
I'm sorry.
Billion.
I'm sorry. I'm like, it's Squid. Yeah. I'm like, it's well, know, Squid
it,
Nation.
To Squid Billion's point, you do bring in the Nation members a little bit differently than you bring in the Mafia members.
That's unfortunate.
I've heard you call in when Mike's Mafia member, like, when he says he's, like, 69, but he's really, like, 4. There's only, like, 7 of you, but when you welcome them in, you Mike's Mafia member
Mike
number,
Mafia, yes.
And then when you bring in the Nation, you're like Squid Billion from Dallas.
Again, I say that's unfortunate. Let's go back to the lines. We have Sam waiting on us. Good morning, Sam.
Morning, everybody. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, look, here's the deal. I was just as shocked as everyone else was when the pick came down. I wasn't expecting it, but I had to sit on it for a few hours. And this is what I think people are missing. For one, if this Kirk Cousins thing worked, the Falcons are expecting to be picking in the lower third of the first round, right? They're not expecting to be in a position to get a guy. But I think people are forgetting about this tampering thing. The Falcons are about to get hammered. The league office is saying this is like the worst example of tampering they've ever seen. The Falcons aren't even disputing it. Hell, Kirk Cousins told on himself. They're about to get hammered. And I think between the idea of picking hopefully in the lower third or at least the lower half of the first round and maybe losing major, major, major draft capital next year, I think that moved the clock up. You know what I mean? They were not going to be in a position to get a guy next year. And Raheem Morris saw what happened to Arthur Smith when he wasn't able to get a guy and he got stuck with the Desmond Ritters and the Tyler Haneke's and the Marcus Mariotas of the world. and Raheem Morris wasn't going out like that. You know, so I think the combination of those two things sped it up. By all accounts, we could have waited to next year to get a quarterback, but you know, Kirk Cousins, 36 years old, with coming off a blown Achilles. We don't know how this thing is going to work out, and if we lose the draft capital next year, you know, we're looking at another Desmond Ridder situation. So you put all that together, I was shocked, but I understand.
I think there is a little bit of truth, and that is definitely a line of thinking that could have happened. But here's my question to you. If you think you're missing a first-round draft pick next year, doesn't that make it all the more important to go get a guy that can help you in the next two or three seasons right now?
Yes.
And also, don't you think that if you thought you were losing a first-round draft pick next year, that you would be more likely to trade back in this year's draft to possibly add a first-round pick when you reportedly got calls for other people wanting to move into the number 8
also,
slot?
Also, I've never heard anyone say this is the most egregious tampering in the history of tampering. First off, it's not, because Tom Brady was talked to by an owner when he was under contract during a season, and so is Sean Payton. I don't think they know anything of what's going on. They're not fighting it because they don't know what the hell the punishment is yet.
There's also nothing they can do.
They're cooperating.
It's not like their cell phone records are being collected. He said it during a press conference.
And also, all he said was, I talked to the trainer after I'd agreed to the contract. Yeah. That's not really tampering to the point that you guys want to make it out to be.
I'll say this much. I don't trust the NFL to not go hard on the Falcons. It's not like I'm sitting there going, it wasn't much. The NFL won't go hard. Like, the NFL has been shown to make an example out of people over stuff that's way less than this.
Now, it falls in line with what the technicality of legal tampering is, because a team employee cannot speak with a player until the league year starts.
Yeah.
But it's not this egregious tampering. It's not like Kirk Cousins was talking to Terry about all these other things.
Are you going to be shocked if they get a first rounder taken away next year?
Yeah, I would. I would. Because you didn't, it does not fall in line with when other first rounders are being taken. Remember, the last time a first round was taken was the Dolphins, and they got hit for two different penalties.
Over a number of years as well. This was not like a one-time thing. I will say this. I will be shocked if the first rounder is taken away. I won't be shocked if they get slid back to the end of the first round next year. If like they're automatically pick number 32, and that's their punishment.
I mean, they'd still get a first rounder, so it would just be a loss of position.
Hopefully, I've never heard them do that. Hopefully, you're only losing one position.
They'll take a third, and we'll all cry about that.
Yeah, what are they going to do when we win the Super Bowl?
You know what they're going to do? They're going to go to WSauce.com. They're going to grab some Bloody Mary mix because they'll need it for the next morning, and it's done Key West style. And then, you know, they'll just do it for blanks and giggles. I'll call my guy Anthony at Status Truck and Trailer Repair, and they'll be like, hey, this is the official truck and trailer repair of Squid Nation. How can you make my box truck, semi, or regular size truck better?
For blanks and giggles.
Blanks and giggles.
That's right.
We appreciate your calls. We'll get back to your calls after we get through this segment that we have coming up. We're excited about this one with Mike Dettillier. Out of New Orleans. We've had him before. This should be good.
He's going to tell us whether or not New Orleans was trying to trade up to draft Michael Penix, even though Dennis Allen says nope.
Nope. So that's Mike Dettillier from Sports Talk WWL in Louisiana. Stay with us here on the morning shift on Sports Radio 99 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Mornings on the Game means more of the morning shift.
Nice. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Back here on the morning shift and going straight to the Wade4.com hotline. That is where we find Mike Dettillier. He hosts on Sports Talk WWL and college football and NFL analyst. Good to have you back with us, Mike.
Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Little Garth Brooks to welcome you in, man. You know, trying to make you feel at home, that's all.
Man, I think I've heard that song a couple times.
Oh, well, Mike, the draft is over, and there's a lot to get to when it comes to the Saints and the Falcons. But there's some reports out there that are basically saying the Saints were trying to trade up to get Michael Penix, and then you had your head coach, Dennis Allen, come out and say, no, these trade rumors, all this stuff is not true. What do you make of all this?
Yeah, I don't buy that. I do know the Saints really liked him. And in particular, their director of college scouting, Jeff Ireland. I knew that back in January. had that conversation with him. So he really liked him, and I think the Saints really liked him. But to trade up, I think the Saints, if they were looking to trade up, it would have been for an offensive tackle. I think they wanted to assure themselves of a certain guy there. The price was just way too high. So there's two parts in this. One, yeah, the Saints did really like Michael Penix. Secondly, I don't buy that they were trying to trade up in the top 10 for Mike. I do believe the Raiders were. I do believe Seattle was. But Saints, no.
Hey, Mike, what do you think about the Falcons moving up in the second round ahead of the defensive tackle run and getting Ruquue Arororo from Clemson? Some people thought it was a little high going ahead of Newton, but a lot of people like the versatility of Ruquue.
I live very close to a guy in this draft class that I would compare Arororo to, and that's Mason Smith from LSU. They have a lot of similarities. Great athlete, can move them around. They flash it as a pass rusher. They play a little bit too high in the saddle against the run. And Arororo's going to need some work in getting off the line of scrimmage, but not giving up all that body. And teams get, you know, players get under his pads and move him around a little bit. Athletically, you say that's what a defensive lineman looks like. Same as Mason, who got picked in the second round by Jacksonville. But there's some technical work here that's going to need to be done with him. When they moved up, my first thought, Deuce McAllister and I were doing the show, and when I saw that deal, I was like, this is for Kool-Aid McKinstry. Because my first thought is that they're going to try to address the cornerback issue. And I knew that Kool-Aid had went through the foot surgery, and he dropped out of round one. And that's why I didn't have him in any – well, I did two mocks, but I didn't have him in my mock drafts because that's one thing teams today, if you got a little bit of an injury, you're just coming off of, you sort of fall a little bit. So it surprised me a little bit he went that high, but he is a really good-looking athlete who can run the field. He wants to hit the home run. Sometimes, though, his technical part of the game is not very good, and he's got to get better at that, at staying lower and fighting off blocks better at the point of attack.
Mike, let's talk a little bit more about Michael Penix going to the Falcons at 8. I mean, we've talked about it backwards, forwards, straight ahead, whatever you want to call it, for the last couple of days here in Atlanta. And I've, you know, the words dumbfounded, the words shocked have been thrown around. There is, you know, a lot of Falcons fans that like the move and you're planning for the future, and some fans that are, you know, just like basically we needed other pieces. We're not close enough to a complete team to be able to do that. Just your overall reaction and your shock, maybe on a scale from 1 to 10, because mine was at least a 9.5.
For me, other than my money, I always live for today. Okay? Yeah. investing my money, that's a future deal. But you got to live for today in sports. And your first-round pick is not going to help you this year. I mean, he's going to be watching. Because you spent all this money on Kirk Cousins. And you got an opportunity in a division that you should take over at this point. And so it is a roll of the dice at the moment. At this moment. 3 years from now, you might have a different opinion of that spot. But for today, you can say, well, Green Bay did it. Okay. But Brett Favre, when they did it with Aaron, you didn't know how much Brett had left.
Right.
And you didn't know about Aaron Rodgers because that was already a lot of turbulence in the waters, so to speak, when you picked Jordan Love. Maybe you didn't hear about it, but it was there.
Right.
What the biggest negative on this is, and Kurt's going to have one of these games where he's going to throw 3 interceptions, 4 interceptions, and all of a sudden, the favorite guy on the team, the fans are going to want to see, the backup quarterback.
Yep.
And so that's going to be something. Now, you've lapped on Raheem Morris. You put him in a difficult spot here and how he handles it. Could you have used another pass rusher? Yes. A cover corner? Yes. That would have been a more immediate need for you. So it is chancy. I understand the reasoning of you may never get in this spot and you may not get another one. A guy that can come in and maybe carry your franchise for 8, 9, 10 years. But for the immediate, it doesn't help you. It does not help your football team get better in an NFC South that, you know, come on, this isn't going up against Detroit and Green Bay and Chicago and Minnesota.
No, you're right about that. You're right about that, Mike. We got Mike Dettillier from WWL in Louisiana, New Orleans, joining us here on the morning shift right now. And Mike, so you guys did get an offensive tackle in Talese Fuaga. How needed was that pick for you guys in the first round?
About as needed as water in the desert. You couldn't tell me today if I took Fuaga out of the mix. Who are the Saints starting offensive tackles, left and right? Nobody knows if Ryan Ramczyk can play again. His career may well be over with. Andres Pete was not re-signed. Trevor Penning's been a bust, but a major one on this team. And so you spent a lot of money on your quarterback position, and you better be able to have people that can, you know, keep him upright. So Fuaga helped certainly at that right tackle position. He's a strong side player. I thought he was the best run blocker of all the offensive tackles in this group, and he's an ever-improving pass protector. So it was a good pick for them. And that the biggest need position they have on this football team. So the second round pick surprised me, but the first round pick didn't.
Speaking of biggest needs on a team, we got Braylon Trice in the third round. Finally decided we were going to take an edge player, Mike. And I think it's probably the one pick that most Falcons fans have agreed on that they're the happiest about. What'd you think about Trice?
You know, he's got a lot of Trey Hendrickson in him. No, I watched a lot of Washington football, and he's a long, lean guy. He's not the greatest athlete, but he is a try-hard, pedal-to-the-metal, very instinctive guy who whoever has coached him well. And his ability to make a move and then counter-move off of that to get into the backfield. Now, he's not going to win the Olympics, all these combine workout stuff, but he wins out on the field, and he's a presence there. As a pass rusher, and also in run support. Just a nice job there. And you can stand him up, put his hand in the dirt. He's effective both ways. I like that pick a lot. And I thought he would go a little quicker than what he did. And a lot of that having to do, maybe he didn't hit all these athletic marks that some teams were looking for in an edge guy. All I know is he beats the hell out of the guy he's up against. He wins.
Well, I like hearing that.
That's all we need him to do, baby. Right? That's all we need him to do.
Mike, we appreciate you joining us as always. Thanks for your insight.
Great stuff.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Y'all take care.
You too. That was Mike Dottillier of Sports Talk WWL. He's an NFL analyst and college football host in New Orleans. So we always thank him for joining us. You can follow him on X at Mike Dottillier. We will find out what's coming up on the Steakhouse next on the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.